This is Dr. Jennifer Bolander. Am I pronouncing that right?
Yes, sir.
Jenny, can I call you Jenny?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Jenny, thanks for being with us.
No problem.
You are,
thanks for having me.
You are, I said earlier this morning, I bet Jenny was in Frankfurt yesterday for the big rally, and you said you were. You are a teacher. Tell us a little bit about yourself, first of all, and then we'll talk about these pensions.
Okay. I am a 13-year teacher. This is my 13th year. I am a teacher in Fayette County. I am married to a teacher. We have an 18-month-old daughter who is absolutely the light of my life, and that's about it.
What do you teach, Jenny?
I teach special education.
Well, God bless you. I have a special needs daughter who went through 15 years of public school here in Fayette County, and I never met a special education teacher that I didn't like.
Well, I hope that trend continues.
We already have a caller holding here. Let's go to Jim. Jim, you are on with Jenny. Good morning.
Hi, y'all. Here's what I want to ask you, Jenny. Like, when you say the teachers were promised their pension, my question to you is, was that written into the union agreement at that time?
Was it Jim? I'm sorry, I missed
yeah.
that. Is it
Jim?
It's written into our contract that we signed. It wasn't a union agreement. We don't actually have a union here in Kentucky. We have several professional associations, but it's written into the contract that we sign that our pension is going to be part of our compensation when we retire. So when we say a pension is a promise, we're actually saying it's part of our contract.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does that help?
Okay. So it is in writing.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, here is a text. Let's see. I see teachers who are in the rally outside. They comment that this will destroy their pension plan, which is it? Will it destroy their pension plan? Let me back up. That wasn't very well. This was actually a two-part, and I didn't see the first part. When I watch the news, I hear one side saying this new bill will only change the pension by changing the cost of living increase from 1.5% to 1%. But when I see the teachers who are in the rally outside, they comment that this will destroy their pension plan. Which is it?
Here's the thing. There's two sides to every argument, which is why I wanted to call in today.
Right.
It will destroy our pension plan. Essentially, what they're wanting to do is move all new hires into a defined contribution plan instead of a defined benefit plan. So we'll have, and then they're asking them to work more years. And essentially, we're not going to be able to recruit and retain new teachers with no guarantees and low salaries and whatnot. So with no people paying into it, what we're asking basically for is just to fund the plan. That's it. Don't change it. Don't do anything. Just fund it. And studies are showing that it's working if it's funded. But what we're seeing is a lot of pushback on wanting to give that funding to the program, and that's what will destroy it.
Jenny, here's what's going to happen. We're going to take another call or two, but I have not allowed enough time on this program for you, and it's clear that I haven't with the amount of interest that's in this. I'm going to get with you off the air and get you to come back, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's take another call, though, but we're not going to leave you without all the information out there. This is Robert. Good morning, Robert.
Hey, Jenny, I just had a quick question. Where do you propose the money comes from?
Teachers have been very clear about this. Our slogan has been find funding first. And what we mean by that essentially is new funding. You can't continue to beat a dead horse. The horse is dead. It's only going to stay dead. The analogy is you can only slice a pie so many ways. In Kentucky, we only have so much money
taxes.
To work with.
Raising taxes,
well,
is that right?
Raising taxes would be possibly one solution. That's not my preferred one. My preferred one is there are lots of things out there we can do that would generate new revenues, such as legalizing medical marijuana, increasing the cigarette tax,
Jenny,
bringing the casino to Eastern Kentucky. Yes.
Jenny, I'm jumping in. We're out of time.